Heckmann. First, a few remarks about the paper that, of course, has not been presented here. I mean, I find it a very good account, I only see perhaps a bit of a didactic problem when I think of, or when I try to put myself in the position of the students who are not familiar much with German history. I find it quite difficult then to remember these when they have to write a test or something. So my recommendation would be, as you have done here in the presentations, to organize it a bit more around issues and themes. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so that was... Otherwise, my short commentary is complementary, relating particularly to different programs. And again, relating to your statement yesterday about the capacity of Germany to take in so many migrants, another remark in addition to that, one has to also think of that at the same time the unification process was going on, which meant the integration of another 70 million people, so resources were really stressed. So my answer in a slogan-like way, why this happened and why this is still happening, is programs, investing, and resources devoted to that, which we saw already a bit in the statistics about the asylum office, but you see it everywhere. So the remark that Phil was discussing and Dietrich is as well. I mean, what do you do in a knowledge-based society when a lot of people with little qualification arrive? I mean, of course, among the refugees, there are quite a few more highly qualified. I'm a member of a consultative body at the BANF, and we see statistics, but those are self-reported data which show a much higher degree of educated people arriving. So Germany has taken the decision to try to qualify people with many programs, and in my analysis of integration, I make a different differentiation between general integration policies, which briefly is the openness of the general societal institutions, from labor market to education to health system, etc., and then special integration policies which aim at qualifying people for participation in the different institutions. And this is what my, also in the book, hopefully, this is where I put the emphasis on. So we have programs and policies at different levels. Yesterday, Catherine, we talked already about the importance of the EU level for France, and this is true for mm-hmm. Germany as well, and shows in integration, because since the conference in Tampere in 1999, the EU has really taken a stronger role in integration policies, and you know that directives are the strongest political instrument they have, and they have made a directive in 2000 against discrimination, particularly against racist discrimination. Then there's one for safe residence status after 5 years of legal residence, and also one on family reunification. And what is also important on the part of the EU is the establishing of the EU Integration Fund in the period till 2013, and it has been followed by the EMIF Fund, which has more means and is relevant even for the local level, because cities, for instance, can apply for funds from this fund, including also migrant organizations for different projects. Now we have heard mainly from Phil and Dietrich about the national level, and I don't want to repeat this. What is important, I think, of the in terms of the immigration law of 2005 and the citizenship law of 2000 is that, particularly with the citizenship law, that there is now an invitation because of the use solely element introduced to become a German without having German without having German parents, and the integration course that has been mentioned is mainly a course, a language course, and added is some elements of civics, so that you know about the society in which you are going to live. Of course, then on the national level, also the directive for the institutionalization of an anti-discrimination law has been materialized, and the German Islam Conference has also been mentioned already. I mean, this is to be understood correctly. I think one has to say it is an attempt to define the relations between the state and state institutions and Islamic organizations, many organizations, of course, and it has been, that was the intention of then Interior Minister Schäuble, of recognizing Islam as a major religion in Germany. So we have the EU level, then we have the level of the national level, which is the most decisive, of course, for integration policy. But then Germany as a federal system has an important, sees an important role of the lender, the federal states. And you could see the particular role they have in the education against the influence of the federal government. And also they have their own police forces, which is some kind of a reminder of the past sovereignty these single states had before the foundation of the German nation in 1871. Hmm. In what is important for integration terms in relation to education, of course, is that particularly for the descendants, the competence of lender in terms of preschool, school, and higher education makes the lender particularly responsible for the qualification of the second generation. And they have instituted things like transition classes for newly arriving school children, then preschool language training, mentoring, and increasing the number of all-day schools, which is not only directed towards the migrants, but also towards the migrants. Then there are programs for religious instruction of Muslims in schools. What relates to the police that I mentioned, I think in every country, relations between migrants and police are an important aspect of integration. And in empirical studies, we have identified four types of policies for helping to improve relations between migrants and police. One is intercultural education of police officers, then recruitment of police with a migration background, information on the police for migrants, and institutionalized dialogue between police and migrant organizations. Some federal states have instituted even ministries for integration. Now about the level of cities, the local level. In Germany, there is a saying, Integration passiert auf der lokalen Ebene. Integration happens at the local level. you have to know that in many larger cities, 35 to 40% of the population have a migration background, and the cities have developed policies directly addressing, for instance, intercultural and inter-ethnic relations. And such measures and policies are the development of a local integration concept, then policies trying to avoid segregation, then establishing political structures between cities and minorities, then adapting the administration to the needs of migrants and minorities, and policies for intergroup relations. Our institute, for instance, has quite often done, and I have a new job for doing this right now, developing local integration policies. You do an analysis of the situation in a particular local context, and then we do it mostly in a participatory manner. We organize groups of citizens and part of the administration, and then define goals, measures, and expected or wanted outcomes. And I would say that this is now very widespread. All of the major cities, and even we did a survey in Bavaria, even in the smaller cities, and now even the rural areas, have these integration light bills or concepts. And of course, the mayor in these local contexts plays a very central role in the local integration policy. And most cities now have reorganized the departmental structure. They have departments for this integration policy organization, or they at the same time regard it as a cross-departmental task. I see you're looking at the watch. I come briefly to an end.
Yeah, we want to leave time for the Dutch here.
Oh, okay. Then, of course, at the local level, how do you relate the relation between, or how do you define the relation between the council and migrant groups? Of course, there's a beginning of citizens with a migration background who are now politically active. That's one way of participation. Another one is that most local units have a consultative body, either elected or named by city officials, and these bodies regularly meet and try to define the needs of the migrant population. Another thing is that you try to qualify the local administration for integration policies, how to go about you know, when you have migrants as citizens, and so what do you do to enable the administration to better relate to these new citizens? You have to organize some kind of translation services. You try to recruit personnel with a migration background, and you adapt regulations in public institutions concerning housing, sports, slaughtering, burials, other issues, and the improvement of intercultural competence of the employee. So you organize as well institutionalized interreligious dialogue, intercultural contact programs, then intercultural events, of course, and inter-ethnic mediation. I leave out the neighborhood level, which is of course also apparently come to the conclusion. Assuming a strong motivation for upper mobility among migrants, openness of the general institutions of society is the most important condition for successful integration of migrants. Often, however, special policies are needed to ensure the participation of migrants in the general institutions. Policies and measures result from different levels of government, what creates many problems of coordination. The project nature and temporary nature of many measures is another major obstacle in integration policies. On the whole, however, I think Germany is making a big effort for the success of integration. Okay, so far.
Yes, thank you for inviting me first, to François and Jim also, to this conference. I will comment on the chapter that I already... I already gave some comments previously on a version, and I hope this was helpful for you. I had a short point about what we are talking about the words we are using, and I think it's important, as I read the chapter, when we talk about the migration crisis, the flow of refugees, we have to be very careful, maybe, if it's going to be read by students in particular, to pay attention to the words we are using in the chapters. But now I will come to Germany, and what we see in the chapter is really that the migration is deeply rooted in German history, and as François said yesterday, there is a kind of incredible capacity, you said, to welcome refugees. And I will say, and I would add, the one particularity of Germany is also that it is a country that have put the emphasis also and a lot of money, and that's what we heard, on integration programs. Mm-hmm. And integration monitoring too. I mean, you can find very, very a large number of statistics about refugees that just came. I mean, it's very new. Now you could say, okay, we don't have the figures, but Germany needs the figures, or the government need also representative surveys like the German Socioeconomic Panel. We had there is a survey there among refugees with a large number of questions. So it is important to address also the needs of the government to know what can we do, what should we do, what is doing good, what is doing bad. And what is also a specificity of Germany in the field of migration, I don't know the other fields, is that in fact there is an exchange between the scientific community and the policy area. I mean, not everybody has the same power to have this exchange, of course, but there is an exchange, and this is also important in developing programs. Like we heard at the local level, for example, this is a participatory process, and I could say this is also a kind of participatory process at a more general level of Germany. But and what I would like to say also is that since the year 2000, maybe not migration only is important, but also integration much more, I mean, giving much more emphasis on that. And migration and integration must go hand in hand in Germany. It is a kind of way of thinking that you have to prevent also, and to think about how can we use I mean, it is a very pejorative in a sense, the migrants in the best way. So to repeat the terms used by Phil Martin and Dietrich Trenhardt, it's not only migration, but also integration that is a process to be managed rather than a problem to be solved. And this is quite important because, I mean, for the future of Germany, what is important to know is that there is a need for a new immigration narrative. Like, this is a country of immigration, but how? You talked about where the nation have to be strong, but maybe I understood wrong what you said. But I think considering the new migration history of Germany, there is a need to build this kind of narrative about what is to be German today and what is to be German in the future. What the picture was there was the picture of the population with and without a migration background in Germany in 2017. It was only to show you the importance of the population with a migration background. because it's like in France, we are about 24% people with a migration background in Germany. Mm-hmm. And if we look at the population with a foreign citizenship, it's only about 12%. So in fact, we know as a researcher, we know that if we focus on foreigner only, we only have half of the integration reality. Mm-hmm. No? Because mm-hmm. most of the yep. time, those who acquire the German citizenship are those who are the best integrated. And if we look at integration outcomes among the foreigners only, then we will have a different picture and more negative picture. In fact, among the population with a migration background, we have a third or half of them have the German citizenship, which is quite a lot, in mm-hmm. fact. Mm-hmm. They are German, but have a migration experience, directly experience or through a family. And a third of the population with a migration background was born in Germany, so is descendants of migrants. This is a very homogeneous category, but this is just to say that when we talk about migration, we talk about people coming with children in a young age, living here, going to school, going to work, and this is something we have to take into account when we look at integration and also at migration. I mean, migration is only one part of the process. What we know is that becoming German is not necessarily the end of the integration process, because regularly doubt is casted on the willingness to integrate of the migrant population, even if they are German citizens among them, in particular the one who is Muslim or considered as Muslim. And in this respect, the Turkish issue was replaced by the Muslim issue also in Germany, I would say. But anyway, we have to do in Germany with a very heterogeneous population in terms of legal status, which is a very important predictor of what you will reach later in life, what are your life chances, in terms of country of origin, with a large number of people coming from the European Union, differences in social background, years since migration because of this very old migration history of Germany, and the needs for incorporation into German society that differ widely according to the population within the population with migration background. What we know now from asylum seekers who came to Germany in the recent years is that many of them are young men. I mean, the majority of them, more than the majority, almost 60% of them, are young men demanding for qualifications. And this is important to know. This is the same point you raise. I mean, people coming here in a young age want to have education, want to have qualification, and to end in the labor market later. And what we know is that the education situation is quite polarized between those who have no education at all, and those who have a very high degree. And the question here is about recognition, which is very complicated in Germany, even if there is a new law. But there is with the new Fachkräfteeinwanderungsgesetz, Zuwanderungsgesetz, there is a new attempt to facilitate, the question of recognition of degrees, which is very important to be translated. In the labor market. Well, migration is now at the foundation of what makes Germany today, and in near future, a country with this is also a country with newcomers, young newcomers, but also a large number of German citizens with migration link near or far. This is the age pyramid, male, female, according to age, of course, age pyramid. Yes. Okay, and now I come to the question do we have in Germany a facilitating structural context for integration? And I would say yes, okay, it is favorable to the cooperation of migrants. First, the dual apprenticeship system is unique. As you know, it facilitates the labor market entrance. But what we know also is that children of migrants tend to have more difficulties to find a place of training. In particular, if they are of Turkish or Arabic origin, considering all other things according to their school degree, social background, etc. And in fact, they are overrepresented in the transition system, which is a sort of waiting system offering qualification but not leading to a recognized training degree. So they will have difficulties after that to find a work. What we have also in Germany is a low unemployment rate and a lack of worker in specific sectors. For example, in the health and care sectors, as well in education and social sector. And what we have also, and this is what Friedrich Ekman told just a few minutes ago, we have a range of integration policy programs deployed at different levels on the territory. Well, if we look at, I said before that in Germany is doing integration monitoring, and this is very important to show what is the evolution of the population with and without migration background, to see differences. If we look here, the number of persons going into vocational training, what we observe here is there is a quite obviously a difference between the population without migration background. These are the young people who finished their school degree and then they went to apply for vocational training, and those with a migration background, 26% against 42% we see here. And this is in particular the case for those who are from Southern European countries, but also from Turkey and Arabic countries. If we take into account the school degree, because we have in Germany a tripartite system, which is disadvantageous for children of the lower social background, we see that the people, or the young people of Turkish and Arabic country origin, reach a higher level with 35%, but they do not reach the same level as the population with a migration background. Well, in fact, there is a problem also to transfer this very good apprenticeship system to the question of the children of immigrants. If we now look at the share of the 25 to 30 years old with a university degree, what we observe here over the whole period is that there is an increase in this share. We have here different lines. The green one is the population with a migration background is at the top. But what we observe is, if we look at the red line, the population with migration background but born abroad, this means migrants, that they are over the population with a migration background. So we are more, the share of those with a university degree is higher. And what we observe also is that if we look at immigrants' descendants, this is the yellow line, we see clearly a difference. I mean, they have the same age, they don't have the same social background. Now, this is not controlled for here. But anyway, there is an equality here between the population born in Germany, dependent on you have a migration background or no. Then you will have less chances to go to university. If we talk a lot about the labor market, and this is what also comes clear in your chapter, is that the migration history of Germany is very good articulated with the labor market, but I think this is general thing in many countries. In fact, there is a very low permeability of the labor market in Germany for descendants of migrants and for migrants. I mean, there is an attempt to improve the entrance, for example, of migrants in the public sector. And this is what we observe, we cannot observe really here in this figure. You see there is, I mean, Germany has a very, very low public sector share compared to France. But this was a kind of a policy issue. Migrants have to go into the public sector in order to be integrated into society too. And what we observe here is that the population with a migration background born in Germany, and any I mean, you can look at any line, it is far below the line of the population without a migration background. Just to come back to the different integration programs there is in Germany, I mean, a lot of integration programs, integration courses for specific population, which is very a particularity of Germany, I would say. Here you can see the results from a survey, which from the German Social Economics Panel survey with a new refugee sample. And we see the difference in the employment rate of refugees if they have completed the program or if they not attended or not completed the program. You see that there is not an effect, you cannot say there is an effect, but there is a difference is that the people or the refugees that have completed the program are more employed than the other. What we also see here is that the question of language is very important. I wanted to bring that too because language was always at the focus of the integration policy and also of the integration discourse. You know, so children of migrants and migrants don't speak good enough German. What we see here is the German proficiency of refugees by gender and children. And what we see is that the presence of children in the household affect negatively the German proficiency of women. And but anyway, 39% of the refugees say if they speak good or very good. The last slide. Well, I wanted to end with that, just to say that if we look at those who want to stay, because people, I mean, in a public opinion, there is the idea, well, we invest so much money, but we don't know if people will stay, if refugees will stay. Maybe they will go back, so why should we spend so much money? But if we look at the declaration they do in this survey, I mean, more than 90% say they want to stay in Germany. And obviously, these are young people, they will have contacts to Germans, they will maybe marry German, they will have friends there, they will enter education. So, it would be wrong to say investment is not important, because obviously the story will tell us that many of them will stay and make their life there and raise their children. So, thank you.